Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Anyone want some more? Speak up.
We will.
You won't have to worry about me sleeping tonight.
Hey, what's this in the freezer?
Oh, that's my hockey puck.
You guys will eat anything.
Why do you put your hockey puck in the freezer, Willis?
Well, freezing it keeps it from bouncing on the ice when you play.
What keeps you from bouncing on the ice?
Funny.
Hey, what member of our family ain't here eating with us?
Who's that?
My goldfish, Abraham.
Oh. Abraham certainly is a member of the family, all right. Yeah. Who would have ever thought that a goldfish could become so involved in family affairs? Remember that little incident with Abraham?
Oh, yes.
This ain't no justice, Abraham. Sit up, Willis. Drummond said I can't go to the skateboard contest because he thinks I put Abraham in his hot tub. But I didn't do it. Ain't that a crock?
Yeah, sure is.
I never want to be 8 years old again in my whole life. What's the use of being good if Mr. Drummond don't believe me?
No, that's exactly what I expected. Him about all that talk about being innocent until proven guilty is so much bull.
Yeah. What am I gonna do, Willis? If I miss that skateboard contest tomorrow, the rest of my life is all downhill.
Well, you're not gonna miss that skateboard contest, Arnold. I promise you.
Wish I could believe you.
Hey, you can. Hey, haven't I always taken care of you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure. And when you were sick, don't I get you well? And when you're unhappy, don't I let you blubber all over me?
Get ready for some more blubbering.
There ain't gonna be no more blubbering, because I'm gonna get you up the hook with Mr. Drummond.
How you gonna unhook me?
You'll see. Keep Mr. Drummond talking about justice. I got my own ideas about justice. Me and Mr. Drummond gonna have ourselves one big showdown. Mr. Drummond?
Yes, Willis.
Remember all that jive you gave me about how everybody's innocent until proven guilty?
That wasn't jive, Willis. I honestly believe that.
Then how come you sentenced my brother without giving him a fair trial?
Well, how much proof do you need? Abraham was doing a breaststroke in my hot tub.
That don't mean I put him there. That just means my fish knows how to swim.
Right. You know, Arnold's entitled to have a fair trial like it says in this book you said I should read. A fair trial is a right guaranteed to persons of every race, creed, and color.
And I gotta fit in there somewhere.
Quiet, the courtroom. Mrs. Garrett, Your Honor, we're ready.
Everybody rise.
Look like she's dressed for a funeral.
Yeah, mine.
Cool it, leave it to your mouthpiece.
You may all be seated. And let's get this trial over with, because the judge has two loads of laundry in the washer.
And I want to see how Daddy sends Arnold to the slammer.
The prosecuting attorney will make his opening statement.
Now, Kimberly, I am not going to mention Arnold's earlier bad behavior, like snatching cookies, wrecking makeup cases, and folding legal documents into airplanes. I'm not even going to stoop to mention any of that.
He
ever stoops, I'm gonna fry.
Now, Kimberly, earlier today, you heard Arnold mentioning that his goldfish bowl was too small.
That's right.
Good.
He asked for justice for his goldfish. And you brushed him off.
Well, forget it. No more questions. Willis, your witness.
Guess one for our side. Kimberly, did you see Arnold put the goldfish inside the hot tub?
No, I didn't.
That's two for our side. In other words, you think Arnold's absolutely innocent.
I wouldn't put anything past Arnold.
Our side doesn't know when to shut his big mouth.
Does the defense attorney have any witnesses?
I'd like to call to the stand my innocent brother.
Arnold, dear, will you please stand up?
I am standing.
Oh. Do you swear to tell the truth?
I've been swearing for the last 2 hours and ain't done me no good.
Okay.
Arnold, I'm just going to ask you one simple question. Did you put Abraham inside of the hot tub?
No, sir. I'm innocent. I'm not guilty. And get the picture?
Your Honor, to sum up my case, everybody heard Arnold complaining about his fishbowl being too small. Next, I find his goldfish swimming in my hot tub. And finally, who is the only witness in Arnold's defense? A moth. I rest my case.
Willis, while he's resting, you better get brilliant and save my butt.
Has the defense attorney got anything to say on behalf of Arnold's butt?
I sure do. Your Honor, look at this face. Is this the face of a criminal?
No.
With this face, after giving you his word, break his promise?
Never.
Your Honor, my client is innocent.
Amen! Not guilty. Set me down.
Okay, guys, what do you say we hit the sack? I'm going to get up with you so I can see that hockey game.
Then I can stay home and sleep.
I figures. You know, I gotta admit, I learned some about fair trials from you that time, remember?
Maybe you'll be a lawyer one day, Willis.
Oh, he'd be a darn good one.
I want to be a doctor someday.
Then you will be one.
Then I can get my brother the first brain transplant.
Well, now listen, before you guys can be anything, you've got to get a good education at school.
Did you have to mention school while we're eating? Next, Daddy will be telling us about the good old days at his alma mater, Digby Prep.
No, I won't be doing that, Kimberly. To my regret, the good old days at Digby Prep aren't the good old days anymore. I learned that thanks to the boys.
That was sure some asshole.
What was?
Oh. When you tried to get that headmaster, Mr. Bordenay, to accept Arnold and Willis into Digby.
Ooh.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Don't you look wonderful, Willis. But why the sunglasses?
So nobody recognizes me. You know, if I went to a school looking like this in Harlem, I'd get mugged by the principal.
Oh. Arnold, you look very handsome.
Yes, I do. Mrs. Garrett, clothes do make the man.
Oh, these outfits are too much.
How do I look?
Fits you like a glove. Arnold's glove.
I had this outfit locked in a trunk for 30 years.
Too bad it escaped.
Mr. Bordenay, these are my boys. This is Willis, and this is Arnold. I trust you received their records.
Oh, we ain't got any records. We ain't even been picked up for questioning.
School records, Arnold. Now, why don't you two boys run upstairs and get changed into something more suitable for Digby?
Oh, worth trying to change into two white boys.
Good afternoon, Mr. Drummond.
Oh, are the boys home yet?
Do you see the floor covered with comic books and cookie crumbs?
The boys aren't home yet. Had a great time at lunch today. Ran into Stinky Rogers.
Oh, with a name like that, I'd walk around him.
No school, chum. We reminisced about the school. We even did the old school cheer.
What is it?
Oh, it's nothing.
Do it.
No, I couldn't.
Okay.
Well, if you want to hear it. Digby, Digby, win the game. Put the other team to shame. All around, they know our name. Digby, Digby, Digby. Oh, I think I hurt myself.
You should change that to Digby, 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 to hernia, hernia, hernia.
Oh, boys, I want to talk to you.
Just one second, Mr. Drummond. Lay your ears on this.
Digby, Digby, win the game. Put the other team to shame. All around, they know our name. Digby, 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 yeah!
Listen, guys, I've got a level with you. You know those tests that they gave you?
Yeah.
Well, your scores were very low.
How low?
I'm afraid too low.
Does that mean we can't go to Digby?
Let's just face it, Arnold. We're just plain dumb.
Yeah. Only you've been dumb a lot longer than me.
You are not dumb.
Yes, we are, Mr. Drummond. We let you down.
Oh, don't say that, Willis.
Then I'll say it. Who let you down, Mr. Drummond?
He's trying to make you so proud of us.
I am proud of you. Very proud, Willis.
Does that include me?
Come here. Listen, you guys. There's no way you let me down. And you're not dumb. That's just a lot of... I'm not going to say the word.
Is that the word you won't let us say?
Now, listen, you guys. I know that you're both very smart. I don't understand how they could have failed you. Something is wrong here.
It must have been all those trick questions.
What do you mean, trick questions?
The kind that need answers. I mean special answers.
They wanted to know, what does the blindfold lady with the scales represent?
Willis, that is the symbol of our American legal system.
My answer was wrong.
Well, what did you say?
I said the scales meant she was in the market, mm-hmm. And the blindfold meant she didn't want to see the butcher rip her off.
Trickier, Mr. Drummond.
Oh? Like what?
Like, they asked me how many people could sleep in a house with three bedrooms and a double bed in each room.
Yeah, and what was your answer?
18.
18?
Yeah. We know people who get three in a bed, two on the floor, six on the couch, and one in the bathroom.
And, of course, the one in the bathtub goes crazy from the water dripping on his head.
You know something, boys? For the first time, I'm beginning to understand something.
Me too. We're dumb.
Now stop it, Arnold. No. Those tests are dumb. They asked you questions you couldn't possibly relate to.
You want me, the headmaster of Digby, to take a test?
That's right.
Surely you're joking.
Boys, are we joking?
I don't hear anybody laughing.
Me.
The tests you gave my boys were very unfair, and we're going to prove that to you. All right, guys, start the questions.
Question number one. If there's no water in the house, how did you take a shower?
Well, obviously, you can't.
Wrong. You wait for them to turn on the fire hydrant, run out in the street with your underwear.
That's ridiculous.
You're a little out of touch, Mr. Bordenay. Willis?
If I gave you a brown Abe, two Charlies, and a deuce of Russ, what would you have?
I think I'd have a headache.
Wrong. You'd have $2.21.
In what country?
In the old country. We call it Harlem.
Really, Mr. Drummond, I think this is going a little too far.
Oh? You put my boys through exactly the same experience. Question number three, Arnold.
Question number three is, name three different kinds of blues.
Three kinds of blue. Well, there's azure, indigo, and baby blue.
Wrong. Where we come from, the three blues are lowdown, barrel house, and good bucket.
You guys were sure right. That Mr. Bourdonnais was some turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, and you roasted him pretty good.
Listen, I gotta get some sleep. I gotta get up to go to a hockey game.
Look who's talking. You woke up.
Okay. I'm guilty. You know, I wasn't gonna let you kids stay up this late except at the New Year's Eve party.
Hey, Mr. D, at our party, can I have some champagne?
Me too, Daddy.
How about me having a shot of the bubbly?
Oh, I don't think so, Arnold. You're all too young.
Am I old enough to smell the cork?
That'll do it for me. One smell of the cork and my legs turn into noodles.
Hey, listen, gang, before we go to bed, let's help Mrs. Garrett with the dishes.
Oh, okay.
Good idea.
Well, thanks, gang.
Hey, I know how we can have a lot of fun at our New Year's Eve party.
How?
I never dropped a water bomb by moonlight.
Disregard I said that.
Arnold, didn't you learn your lesson about those pranks the last time?
Find the way.
Anyway,
where'd you go?
Well, you ain't. I'm gonna be around when they lay a charge on you.
What charge?
Assault with a wet weapon.
I'll get it, Mrs. Garrett.
Afternoon, Mr. Drummond.
Henry, you got caught in the shower.
Yes, sir. And the shower came in a plastic bag.
Uh-oh. Arnold, where are you?
It's not there.
Who are you trying to fool? He's not in there.
He's not.
Arnold, where are you hiding? Come out and take your punishment like a man. Are you standing under the bed?
Daddy, look here. A note.
What?
Hey, everybody. We found a note from Arnold.
A note?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It says, Willis, please cover my goldfish at night. He can't sleep with the lights on. I'm running away. I'll miss you all, even Mr. Drummond. Arnold.
Arnold ran away? Why did my little brother run away?
Oh, my dear.
Oh, where could he be?
He's gone.
Arnold, where are you? About you. Oh, thank God you're safe. I never was so glad to see anybody in my life.
Are you really?
Yes, really.
Then let's have a party. Well, it's nice to be back among my loved ones. We're going to have a party.
First things first. You still have a spanking coming because of the water bomb.
You sure do know how to spoil a party.
No, no.
Don't spank me, please. I think we're up to be mean.
Come here.
Hold it, Mr. Drummond. You know, I agree he deserves the spanking, but you ain't the one to give it to him.
Oh? What do you mean, Willis?
The only one that ever spanked us was Mom and Papa. And they're dead. If anybody's got to spank Arnold, it's got to be family. And that's me.
Right on. You spank me, Willis. Yo, Willis, for a dummy, you're pretty smart. You sure outfox Mr. D. Here, whack away on this. It'll sound just like you beating my butt.
Come here, Arnold.
Wait till see you hear me scream in pain. They'll think you're murdering me.
Come on, Arnold, let's get it over with. Spread it on my lap.
Ah, good thinking. Just in case he peeks in, let's make it look like the real thing, huh? Hey, what you gonna hit to make it sound like my butt?
Your butt.
Arnold, I hope you don't ever forget that water bomb lesson you learned.
Don't worry, Mrs. Vaughn. If my head forgets, my butt will remind
me. Guys, have a good hockey game.
Good night.
Good night, Kimberly.
Good night, Kimberly. Good night, Mr. Drummond. Good night, boys.
Oh, good night.
Night. Thanks for helping me clean up our party mess.
Anytime. Oh, anytime.
Hey, guys, I really am sorry that I kept you up so late, but I just wanted you to know how I felt about you.
We understand, Mr. Drummond. And we're glad we're living here, too.
Yeah. You can even play at my trains.
Yeah.
But not until tomorrow.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Drummond.
Pleasant dreams.
You, too.
You, too. Guess what, Willis?
You gotta go to the bathroom.
You guessed.
Different strokes and things, different strokes and things, different strokes.